This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
So I have a feeling we're going to have a couple of books like that.
A couple of books that are major disappointments?
Maybe. There might be one that we differ on.
I don't know. One book that I was most looking forward to let me down the most.
That's probably the one that we'll differ on.
Really? You want to dive into Action Comics?
Yeah, let's dive into it.
Now, the issue wasn't bad. But, you know, like, I didn't find myself not enjoying this issue.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of feel let down by the reveal.
I kind of did at first as well, but then it all kind of made sense. Like, really, not like as in like logical sense, obviously, because, you know, we don't do that. But like when he was telling Jonathan the story and everything,
right?
Mitzelplick, that is.
In the second story.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
But it kind of made sense, though, you know, that he's just basically like a older kid, you know, and he terrorizes Superman and then leaves, and then, you know, that's like their tag game, I guess. So, I don't know. I was like you, as where I was disappointed that it wasn't somebody badass and cool.
Yep.
But at the same time, I like how it worked into the Mr. Oz thing as well. And it kind of made up for the weak reveal. Like, I think I was more pissed that Oracle was some lame dude that we don't even know than this reveal being Mr. Mitzelplick.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. But like you said, I was expecting something awesome.
Right.
And then for it to turn out to be this, it's just kind of like, okay. You know, like I said, I mean, I didn't dislike the comic, but I still was just hoping for something more than this.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you wanted it to be a bigger impact player.
Yes, I mean, something. I mean, I did like how, you know, they were drawing in all the different versions of him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the one from the Batman from the Superman animated series.
Right.
There was the one from like the Lego movies. There were the old toys,
right,
you know, from the 80s that they had in there. You know, that kind of stuff was fun. But at the same time, it went from this whole Superman story being, oh my God, I can't wait. Oh my God, I can't wait, to, well, that's kind of fun.
So what you're saying is you think they took the cheap way out?
I don't even know if it's the cheap way. It's just...
That's a letdown, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the only thing I can say is, you know, I managed to avoid all sorts of spoilers because I know I don't know if it leaked out or if it was just like early reviews or something that spoiled it. But like a friend of mine was like, oh my God, you'll never believe, you know, who it is. And I go, I swear to God, if you tell me before I read this comic, he's like, no, I'm not going to say anything. He's like, but it's, you know, it's just all right. I'm like, oh, great. Thanks. So now, but yeah, I just wish that it was a little bigger. Or I mean, if it was going to keep with a character on this level, I would have preferred it was one that I liked more.
Okay, I can see that, I guess.
You know, because now it's like, wow, this whole big mystery thing that I've been really into for the past, I don't know, 19 issues, 18 issues, right, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's just sort of fizzled. And I just don't really care.
See, yeah, to me, I was a little disappointed that it wasn't like a key player also, but I thought the issue was fine and I enjoyed it, especially with it being made into the, you know, like I said, the Oz part of it.
Right.
So I didn't mind it as much as you did, I guess. And like you said, the whole old characters, you know, the 60s and 70s version of him, and
oh yeah,
even the 90s, and just different things. Yeah. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that the whole little game with Jonathan was fun. You know, like, it was done really well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
All right.
You know. Sort of meh.
I'm going to say that's probably my... I don't know. I really enjoyed it, honestly. Because, like, the more we talk about it, the more I think about it. Yeah, I really did. Like, I would even almost say that it might be my third best book of the week, really.
Huh. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I don't think it makes my top three.
Well, I could see that also.
You know what book also sort of let me down? But then it rebounded in the second half of the book?
What's that?
Titans.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I mean, this series hasn't really hit me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was the last issue that we were both like, oh my God, finally. Like, this is the team that I grew up with. This is, you know, this is what I've wanted from this book.
Right.
And this issue, like, it starts off, I'm just like, oh my God, I just don't care about this stupid, you know, like the, I just forgot the name of the place. I'm blanking on it.
Yeah, I am too now. I had it, like, at the tip of my tongue. Damn.
Meta Solutions, right?
Right, yeah. There you go.
Jeez. but it's like, you know, it's the whole first part of the book was just, it was very, I guess I could say it was very wordy. Like, there was a lot of exposition.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever. And I found myself kind of spacing as I was reading it.
I could see that.
And it was like, oh my goodness, just, it's enough already. You know, but man, this thing, I mean, this really picked right up.
Yeah. And I think the last couple of issues of Titans have been pretty good.
Yeah, it's definitely better than it was.
Yeah. But it's nowhere near where I expect it to be.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yep, absolutely.
But, of course, that's like a childhood book, so I hold it higher standard than most, I guess.
Yeah.
What did you think about the art in it?
I was not too impressed. But then, like, the second half of the book, it got way better.
Yep, I totally agree on that.
You know, totally, like, agree. I don't know what it was, but like the first bit with, you know, like Mammoth looks, you know, just like his fists are
weird looking.
Defined. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but like at the end of the book, he looks awesome.
Yeah. Right.
So I really don't know. I think that was part of it also, that when I started reading it, it says the art was meh. And
yeah. And
I mean, I don't really care about Bumblebee.
Yeah, true.
So putting a character that I'm the least interested in as like a focal point of part of the story is not a way to get me into it.
See, I was trying to think of if I remember reading any Bumblebee issues, you know what I mean? Like older ones.
Right.
But I don't really remember her the thing I remember most about her is her being in the cartoon.
Right.
And that's borderline lame, I guess, for me, being a Titans fan, I guess.
Right.
Because...
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think when she came around. She's been around, I mean, I think since she's like been the 70s around. Or so, right?
Yeah.
Mid-70s?
But like all the main stories that I remember reading, though, she wasn't even in or part of the team, even.
Didn't she play a part in Infinite Crisis?
Maybe. See, that's what... Like, if you started talking about it, I'd probably remember, but... Really, that's what I'm saying. Remember. She's like one of those characters that doesn't have very defining moments that jog my memory.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing or, you know, just me being me. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I one thing I did really like about this issue was the same thing I think we talked about in Green Arrow last week.
Mm-hmm.
With Roy Harper.
Yes.
Where, again, you know, they are bringing up his past.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that. And, you know, I like when they humanize people.
Yep.
And this comic so far, I mean, I guess with Bumblebee, they've been trying to do it, but with the rest of the team, they've just been kind of going.
Yeah, agreed.
So,
and go ahead.
So when Roy is like, listen, there's no way they reformed this fast. You know, like I went, you know, I was a junkie. I was this, you know, I went deep into it. It took me years. It took me this. And, you know, luckily I had friends and whatever. And he's like, there's no way that they did it that quick because I know. And, you know, it makes him a person.
Yeah.
Not just, more,
yeah.
Not just like a little character you're reading in a story.
Yep. Agreed. And like, well, what I was going to say was, and I think for the most part, I think that's what Rebirth has all been about. Not only like bringing stuff that mattered before 52, but humanizing the majority of the characters.
Yeah, I can see that. I don't know if that was like an edict from above.
Right.
But it definitely... Yeah, you know, it definitely seems like they've kind of tried to move away from cartoon,
mm-hmm.
and more into like emotional stuff besides everything else.
Right. I think it's almost like the exact opposite of the way that like Marvel's moving. You know what I mean? Which I mean,
I don't read.
Well, that's what I was going to say. But, like, DC seems to be, like, more heavily story-oriented, I guess.
Right.
Which, you know, for people like me, older comic book readers, like, it's hitting on, like, every cylinder. Even, like, the bad books. Well, not... I can't really say that, because there are some that I won't even pick up, but...
Right. Yeah, but it seems like the other publishers that we enjoy,
mm-hmm.
that put more of a human touch on things,
mm-hmm.
while still having, you know, fantastic stories,
mm-hmm.
that it's like DC said, hey, let's try and do that,
yeah.
with this. And let's, right. you know, obviously this world is a world full of superheroes and I guess... magic stuff and craziness,
mm-hmm.
but you know, let's set it, you know, sort of in reality, and it's a nice change.
It is a nice change, and it's like they almost went back to their roots, kind of.
Yeah,
like not all the way back to the cheesy part of it, you know what I mean? But
right, but
a lot of the. Some of the books in the 90s had lots of great stories.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the art was overbearing and crazy, but
Yeah, I mean, you didn't read a lot of the New 52 stuff, right?
No, not a lot of it.
Yeah, there was basically none of this. You know, there were moments here or there, but I mean, they were few and far between.
See, and like the last DC stuff that I read, like consistently, like we are now, was the 52 event.
Oh, okay.
Or 52 weeks, I guess, is what they call it, I guess. And I love that. Like, that's almost one of my favorite DC events. But I think it's just because it takes the big three out of it. Right. And you have to rely on the B and C and D characters. And, like, that whole event is more story-driven or humanized, I guess.
Right.
Or feels that way, anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know, geez, when was 52? That was like 10 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I would say at least. I mean, I know I picked up stuff after it, because I have like the whole countdown or whatever event came after it the next year, right? Where it started all over again, right? So it's 52. And then I think I have like the first 6 weeks of New 52 on some things like Animal Man and Swamp Thing and stuff.
Right.
But then after a while, it was just, I lost interest in it, I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're not here to talk about New 52 stuff.
Oh, this isn't New 52-ically?
I mean, I guess it could be, but...
Speaking of New 52, the, I don't think I like Justice League of America.
Really?
Yeah.
The art, or the story, or what?
Kind of the everything.
Really?
Yeah. I really thought, based off of the one-shots, that I would be really into this. And it just... I don't care. The only part that I actually found some enjoyment of was when the guy rams his axe through the other guy.
Right. Yeah. Like
through, from his back. Mm-hmm. And it cuts to like everybody's shocked faces except for Lobo, who's smiling.
Right. Yeah.
That was that's the only part of this issue that I was like, oh, I like this. Everything else was just kind of there. And I mean, I really like Steve Orlando. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to improve. But, man, I just don't, you know, I don't want to drop this because I'm like, I'm not reading any of Orlando's stuff now.
Right.
So.
The only thing, it's a subpar story for me, really. Yeah. And the art's terrible, so I guess that's, or not terrible, I guess, but it's not good. As to where... I think this was like one of the first times where I was just like glazed over reading it because the story wasn't catching me and the art was distracting me.
Right.
And that's unusual for me to say because I'm more of the story person than the art person. You know, I mean, I like All-Star Batman when JR was doing it because I was into the story.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
But, like, this one, like you said, it's basically just a subpar story with not-so-good art.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this was definitely one of the books I was looking forward to a lot. Yep. You know, as soon as they announced it, I was like, oh, heck yes. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, like you said, I mean, the story's just kind of okay. You know, maybe slightly less than okay.
Right. Yeah, I would say that.
Oh, you know, I did kind of like Black Canary and Batman yelling at each other about, what was it? Black Canary was like, you know, trust me, I know how to work on a team or whatever with the Birds of Prey and Batgirl. That was cool, I guess. But yeah, like everything else, it's just like you said. I mean, I didn't glaze over. I literally put the book down. And I was like, I don't even think I'm going to finish this. Then I was like, you know what? I got to finish it. I got to at least give this an arc to write itself.
Right.
You know, because I have given way worse books a chance.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't, like, drudge through it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but it just wasn't engrossing me either.
Yeah.
So it just hit in that meh area.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of Birds of Prey. Do you read Batgirl and the Birds of Prey? I don't even remember.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay. What do you think of this new one?
I like it. And I like the whole Dick going in there and like being like, what the hell's going on type of thing. You're not Oracle. She's Oracle. Or who's this, you know, type of thing. Yeah. And like them playing off of each other. And like, what's her name? Well, it's Huntress, but I can't remember what her Spiral name was. And she's like, I go by Huntress now.
Oh, which you know? Is Matron.
Yeah, yeah. And then, like, I know you don't read or you haven't read the Marvel event with the clone conspiracy where the clones have to take a pill to make sure that they don't decay and all that.
Okay.
But, like, that's what it reminds me of every time I see Oracle taking that pill. It's like there's got to be something with that.
Well, I think, obviously, Batgirl is going to figure out what's up with him.
Mm-hmm.
If she hasn't already, and she's sort of conning the con.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. But it seems like I don't know, it seems like they might be rushing that storyline a little.
Yeah. I can see that.
You know, I mean, last issue, 2 issues ago, it kind of ended with him talking to whoever it was that he was working with.
Mm-hmm.
And now with this, he's all moody and weird and popping the pills to, you know, get back into it.
Right.
That it seems like they're going to end up jumping into the he's been double-crossing us and working, you know, whatever the entire time story.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I mean, I get that they have to kind of push things along and keep it interesting.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes I wish at the same time they would slow things down a little.
Yeah. I almost wish that it'd be like a double swerve. You know what I mean? Like where we as the reader and the girls think that he's working against them or keeping tallies on them for said bad guy when, like, in reality, said bad guy is actually Batman or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be kind of funny.
And does, like, for Venom... Isn't that what it's called? Yeah, that's what it's called. That Bane's on, right?
Yep.
It's only in, like, liquid form, or you inject it, right?
I don't remember seeing it any other way, but that's not to say that it isn't.
Because I was just curious of, like, how moody was, you know what I mean? It was kind of like Bronze Tiger was, so I was wondering if, like, it was a Venom pill, and then with the Venom, he's extra smart on the computer or whatever, or it enhances that part of him.
Could be, but I really hope that they don't throw Bane into this story also.
Well, not Bane so much, just the Venom part of it.
Right.
Because it's supposed to be like the underground, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess I was trying to figure out what the pill is for him is more important than the character for me.
Right.
Because that's the only interesting part of that character, I think. is for me, but
yeah. Yeah, I'm still waiting for Barbara to be Oracle again. I mean, I don't want her to get paralyzed and have to do it. I just right. kind of, I like her. You know, it's the same thing with Tim. I like when they start going into the crazy tech stuff and doing whatever else.
Right, right.
That, you know, her not doing it is sort of not a letdown, but it's like her character is missing something.
Well, see, and that goes to the point like where you're talking about, like, she has to be two steps ahead of him.
Right.
Because if not, then that in itself is a letdown, because that's out of character for her.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they've already shown her weakness of, you know, falling for the wrong guy like 3 times. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So we know that she's smarter than that. So her not being ahead of the game on this one, I think would be a real misstep for me.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
but overall, I like the issue, though.
Yeah, besides the Oracle guy,
yeah,
I really enjoy. I thought the art on this one was kind of sloppy mm-hmm. at times, but mm-hmm. I really enjoyed the story, and I like, you know, I mean, obviously, you knew that the person was get like the person at the club thing was going to be stealing people's powers and whatever,
right.
You know, so I like that Canary's heading there. You know, like, we know what's happening, but still.
Right.
I'm very, I guess, invested in the storyline.
Yeah.
That this has been another of those books that I never would have cared about. And mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't say it's one of my top books.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely enjoy the series so far.
Yep, I agree. And I liked the banter between Barbara and Dick, you know.
Yeah.
Like where he was like smart and off to her and she was like, "No, take off your shirt now."
Yeah.
And then like he tried to confront her about seeing the face or whatever.
Right.
And then Huntress said something about taking off her face.
Yeah. Yeah, I would deface her.
Yeah, right. So and then that all felt like their characters. It didn't feel like something that was out of character.
Right.
And yeah. forced.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's one of the strong points for this book. It's that, you know, just the birds themselves,
mm-hmm.
the way that they interact with each other feels natural.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's how, I guess, a group of people would interact with each other,
mm-hmm.
especially as they're getting closer.
Well, and Huntress even said that in this issue.
Yeah.
Where Dick was like, "I thought you were going solo," and she was like, "Well, they're awful persuasive."
Yeah.
Which they were, you know, going yeah. in. They wouldn't take no for an answer.
Yeah.
But it works. Everything works, you know.
Yep. Yeah.
So yeah, I'm with you. I wouldn't expect liking this as much as I do. Like you said, I don't think it's gonna hit like my top books of the week, but I enjoy reading it.
Right. Yeah. You know what? You know what is my top book of the week?
What?
I bet you'll never guess.
Detective?
No. I like Detective a lot, but it's not my favorite.
Oh, would it start with a D?
Yeah, Detective does start with a D.
No, your top book of the week.
No, top starts with a T.
Oh, sorry. How about no. Stroke?
No, you can just ignore that. But, yeah, Deathstroke is fantastic. Again, just like last issue, I love Slade and Jericho's fiance.
Mm-hmm.
I liked every bit of this issue, like especially when, you know, he's going after the cabbie,
mm-hmm.
and you know, everything that happens with that. I love when he gets injected and wakes up, you know, in the lab, and she's going through all of his equipment. Like, oh my God, like, I don't even understand how this works. Like, what is that? And he's like, oh, that's, you know, that's my suit. You know, it's powered. But she goes, oh, I don't even get how this is powered. And he's like, yeah, I power it. She's like, oh my God, that's so great. Like, I never would have thought. And like, just, you know, totally geeking out over all of his stuff.
Yep. But, totally. I don't know. We go gaga over this book like every other week.
Because it's freaking great.
But it's consistent. The art's consistent.
Yeah.
Was there a different artist on this one?
On this one?
Yeah. Just asking. Because there was a couple of panels that I thought were a little rough. But, I mean, not like so much that it was bad. It just looked different, I guess.
Honestly, I don't remember. I think it's the same guy that's done the last one.
Okay.
The last couple, maybe.
Okay. But, I mean, that would be the only thing that I have to say that bad about it was it's a couple panels that I kind of looked like double shots at
right.
to make sure I was looking at what I thought I was looking at. But other than that, yep. Still home run.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking back now. He's done at least the last couple.
Okay. That's what I thought so, but like I said, those couple panels of I was trying to remember. I don't have it in front of me, but I was trying to even remember which ones they were so that way I can give you a clue or, you know, heads up of what I was talking about. But
yeah. Yeah, and one thing, after I read it, I kind of went back and skimmed through it a second time.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that you pick up a couple little things, like when he does turn out to be blind at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like at first you don't really notice, you know, like when he does wake up, there's, I guess, the dog sitting next to him that it looks like he's staring at.
Right.
But then, like, if you notice, he's not really. And then, you know, as he's going to get up, he bumps into the water cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like little stuff like that. And then you're like, oh, that's nice. Like little touches I didn't even.
Yeah.
You know, that first time that I kind of just like skimmed by.
Kind of like really watching The Sixth Sense for the first time.
Nah, I hated that movie.
I know that's why I said that, but just saying.
No, The Sixth Sense just annoyed me.
Well, I had to get it in there.
But, yeah, I mean, again, we say it every couple weeks. Anyone who's not reading Deathstroke needs to read Deathstroke.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the best. And now that he's blind, I'm very interested in seeing where they take this.
Yep. Agreed. Is it going to be like the Daredevil sonar style or, you know, what's going to happen with it?
Yeah. I mean, who knows? You know, it's one of those things that there are so many different ways they could take it. And I guess now that he realizes he's blind, I mean, he's a pretty skilled fighter. You'd think that he would be able to overcome a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as he's figuring that out, I'm very curious to see.
Like, how could you not realize that you're blind, though?
I don't know. Maybe he was kind of, I mean, he did get injected with a thing, and he's kind of waking up. Maybe he just thinks, you know, like you said, hey, you know, can you just turn on the lights?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I can see that. Which is kind of crazy because Jericho can't talk.
Right.
And now he can't see.
So do you think Rose is going to lose the ability to hear?
Hear? Maybe.
Interesting.
I don't know. It's kind of like hear no evil, see no evil.
Yeah.
Speak no evil. Kind of like a modern play of that.
Hmm.
I don't know. Like you said, I'm there for the ride, though. So.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I guess you kind of mentioned it before, but Detective?
Yes.
I thought the art on the first couple pages with Shiva and Roz was some of the worst art I've seen in a while. And thankfully, that was just like the first couple pages.
Mm-hmm.
Not the rest of the book, because, man, I don't know if I would have been able to take that. But
who did that part?
Let's see. Fernando Blanco did pages 1 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex Sinclair did 4 to 17.
Okay. I was just going to say, you can't, like, just shit all over it and then not know who it was. You know what
Christian,
I mean?
Yeah. Christian Deuce did the rest. Maybe that was...
Kirsten Dunst did it?
Yeah, Kirsten Dunst. You didn't know that she does it now?
No, but I'm sure she was looking for an acting job after Spider-Man and Bring It On.
No, she was on the last season of Fargo, man. She was awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah. She's still working.
I don't see, you're more critical of the art than I am, and that's always how it's been.
Right.
So, could I tell that two people were drawing it? Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Overall, what did you think of the story itself, though?
I think this was one of the better issues that Detective has had in a while.
Okay.
Trying to think. I mean, I like the fact that Cassandra knows who her mother is now.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like the fact that her mother was, like, so just dismissive of her.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, with her character, that's the only thing that's going to do is make her want to hurt people more to get to her mother. You know, once she gets over this initial shock, I guess.
Yeah.
So, it'll be interesting.
See, you know what I enjoy about this book the most?
That Batman's awesome?
Okay, well, maybe. But Orphan and Clayface, they make this book for me.
Yeah. Clayface is great in this one, too.
Yeah, because... I don't, just their dynamic, I guess, just the hurt part of it, I guess, or the flawed hero is what I like the most about both of them.
Yeah.
So if you give me like a 4-issue miniseries about Orphan, I'm all in. But I don't know, that's just me. I like the, like, where she can only speak certain things, and it's, I don't know, that's probably didn't come out right, like, speak certain things, but, like, where she doesn't know how to speak as much.
Right.
Or at all, I guess.
Yeah, and I think with Clayface, I love during the fighting scene, when... He makes himself into all the different guys.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he's like, no, I'm good. I've been training with Batman. Like, I now know Kung Fu or whatever it is.
Yeah, right.
You know? Like, of course, that would be something that he would be doing.
Right. And he even made, like, a joke of it. Like, I can do it. I'm going to have a headache tomorrow, but I can do it.
Yep. Yeah.
So that's pretty good. Is this one of your top books of the week?
I don't know. I really liked a couple other books. Like, I was surprised how much I really liked one of the other books.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I was just curious because, you know, usually Detective's up there for you, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think. I mean, I think Detective might be my fourth favorite this week.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I mean, Deathstroke was number one for me. I think right. my number two book
mm-hmm.
is got to be Hal Jordan.
How did I know you were going to say that?
I mean, the whole fight with Guy
mm-hmm.
and what's-his-face, Arkillo,
yeah,
is so good. You know, I mean, it's so Guy.
Yes.
That he would do something like this.
Yep.
I'm not exactly sure without his ring how he's breathing on the planet. But, I mean, whatever. But, yeah, I mean, I just love that whole thing. I like just like the little bits when St. Walker comes back mm-hmm. and he's on Mogo.
Mm-hmm.
And Mogo is like, you know, basically saying hi.
Right.
You know, like I've always enjoyed the two of them together.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really, really liked during the fight scenes how it was cutting back to Guy's childhood and mm-hmm. him growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, it's humanizing him.
Yep.
You know, yeah, he's a crazy jackass.
Yeah.
That, you know, that's rude and does whatever. But hey, you know, there's a sort of a reason for that. That he's always just out to prove that he's not this piece of trash that his father said he was.
Right.
You know, which is why he goes and goes after the big guys.
Yeah. And it's in the voice of Guy that I remember.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or it has Guy's voice, basically.
Yeah.
Which, and yeah, I love those little tidbits back, you know, the throwback ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, you're a big Green Lantern fan, like all over, and I like it. It's just, it's like middle of the road type stuff for me.
Oh my goodness.
No, I'm just saying, like, overall, you know, it's not like, I don't think ever in the 20 years or so that I've been reading comics, or 25 or however many long, like, it's ever been like a Green Lantern book has been one that I've always gravitated towards the most.
Right.
But this run, even though it started off really slow, has really picked it up, and each issue is a solid issue for me. Yeah. But I don't know if I'd ever put it, like, I haven't read one yet that has, like, really wowed me, if that makes sense.
Makes sense. Makes sense, but you're wrong.
Well, shocker.
Yeah, I mean, just, I like, you know, I know you're a fan of Venditti's writing also.
Mm-hmm.
I like, there's a lot of, I mean, I guess they're not so much subtle because they're kind of out in the forefront of things, but I like when they're bringing in the Yellow Lanterns and they're taking their rings. And the one guy is, like, screaming. He's like, you can't take my ring. Like, I'm an aquatic, you know, whatever. And he goes, and then they shout, like, okay, make, you know, like a water cell for this guy. You know?
Right, yeah.
It's, you know, it's stuff like that.
Yeah, it's the details.
I don't know. I don't know too many other writers that would put in little bits like that in the thing.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm with you. I mean, I'm just saying, it's like each issue is like solid for me, as to where I haven't had one that's wowed me for a real long time.
Right.
So, which isn't a bad thing. I mean, it's a solid issue. I'm not saying it's bad. It's just, you know, it's not, it hasn't been like my favorite book of the week ever, I don't think. But, you know, you really dig it. I'm sure other people really dig it. So that's cool. As long as we keep getting more of it.
Yeah, seriously. Like, this is a Green Lantern book. That Green Lantern thing is just a piece of garbage.
Yeah, well, hopefully this book starts out selling the other one.
It's closing the gap, man.
Well, that's all we can hope for.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I don't even remember what other books were out this week. Oh, yeah. I think The Flash.
Yeah, The Flash was.
This was another I was like, parts of it I really liked, parts of it I just didn't care.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, I don't think I like this Wally.
Which one? Oh, you mean the New 52 Wally?
Yeah.
Okay.
That, I mean, he's just very whiny and mopey.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was a teenager with superpowers, I would be way less mopey. I mean, even if my dad was kind of a mass murdering psychopath who was in a crazy prison.
Right. And see, I don't understand. I guess, I don't know. That's the part that I don't understand, is how come he doesn't open up more?
Right.
Like, does he not just want... Is that him trying to carry the burden and not want to bother Iris or Barry with it?
Yeah, I don't even know.
That's the part that I don't understand, so... I don't know, but... I don't know. I enjoyed this one. I enjoyed, because, you know, it had Boomerang in it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's always great.
Yeah, I like the stuff at breakfast with Barry and his father.
Yeah.
Where he's like, I mean, obviously this kid is Kid Flash. Like, I get it.
Right,
so,
yeah.
So you've told him, right? No. Well, you told her, right? No. He's like, wait, neither of them know? Like, no, I'm just, you know. I mean, it's like a typical father-son, you know.
Right.
Even though Barry is this great forensic, you know, scientist, and he's a smart guy and whatever else, his dad's still like, oh, you're such an idiot.
Yeah, exactly. That's like the whole thing of where somebody could be book smart, but they can have no street smarts whatsoever.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
Yep. Yeah, I had a friend like that growing up who was one of the smartest people I know, but he lacked all sorts of common sense.
Yeah, my sister-in-law is like that.
But, yeah, I think the other place where this issue suffers is, again, the art is just... Like, I mean, I think overall in this series, the artists that they've had... I mean, I like the original artist with, like, the awesome speed and force effects.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else that does this gets it to look the same.
Right.
But everyone who does this book makes it look like they're rushing through the art. And I don't know, I think I said it before, I don't know if that's, they're trying to make it that way because it's The Flash.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's just... Every single artist that they do just has a really quick looking style.
Yeah, true. I don't know. I would hope it's the latter.
Yeah.
As to where they're just making it, trying to make Flash look like he's fast or whatever, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Remember, I know that there's two books that you didn't read, so. Or three. Yeah, I was going to say.
Four, maybe.
Suicide Squad you didn't read because it's JRJR.
Yep.
Supergirl.
Yeah, I did not read that. New Superman was out. I didn't read that. There was another one, too. Superwoman, I think, right?
Yep.
Yeah. But you know what I did read?
What?
I read a little book that has a movie coming out that has a trailer that's freaking awesome that they just released today.
Deadpool?
Yes. No. Nah, Wonder Woman, man.
Yeah.
This one's good. I'm glad this series turned around.
Yeah, I was going to say it has been good, so... it's like one of the... It's kind of like Green Lantern, or Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps, right? That's where it started off slow and sluggish, for me at least. Mm-hmm. But it's really turned around, and it's been pretty consistent.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, just as long as one of my kids doesn't wake up one morning without a face... I mean, I'm all good.
Yeah. this issue there is, again, there's a couple of things in the art that kind of struck me, because this one has had the most consistent art in the, I think, besides Deathstroke.
Okay.
But there was a couple of panels that I was like doing double takes again.
Like where Wonder Woman first lands in Africa to find her. And that first panel where she's talking to the people, her head looks like it's missing half of her head.
Yeah, I think so. I know that was one of them. I'm pulling it up now to try. Let's see. I don't know. What did you think about it? Did you like it?
The issue or the art?
Either or.
I liked it. I like you said, this one really turned itself for me.
Mm-hmm.
Once it got into the non Wonder Woman story issue with, you know, the expedition and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Everything since then, I think, has been really well done.
I think that's the one where they're in the library part.
Okay.
Or in the study, I guess, rather. And I'm trying to see what page it is. But, like, the panel on the left is more, like, cartoony, like Sunday morning cartoon style. Like, especially with her face. And then, and then the one on the right is like very defined in how we see it throughout the whole book, basically. You know what I mean? So it's like, did we just hurry up on that panel, or
maybe it was the same thing? The same thing with how Cheetah was drawn, like at the end of the book.
Mm-hmm.
None of it looked good to me.
Right. Totally agree on that. I mean, the faceless kid is the easiest one to draw, right?
Yeah.
And Wonder Woman, that's the one you said, right? Was when she's landing in Africa?
Yeah, the bottom left panel.
Well, yeah, that one too, but even the big splash panel there.
Right.
Where she's landing, it's like all weird looking, but...
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like terrible, but it's just something that catches my eye that I'm like, what the hell?
Yep. Yeah. But I guess, I don't even remember. I guess the next issue goes back to her in the institution.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah. That was the other thing I really liked about this issue. I've been enjoying her learning about the modern world.
Mm-hmm.
I like when she's having conversations with people and she's using, you know, her English is getting better.
Right.
But she's still making, you know, I mean, it's like kind of the same thing that I go through with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
When they use like wrong tenses.
Mm-hmm.
Or pluralizations or something like that.
Right.
And, you know, as you're talking, you're like, oh, you mean this, but yes, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And it's just funny seeing her with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep, and it adds, like you said, it adds to it.
Yep. Yeah. And I mean, if you notice, as the book has gone on, she, things that they tell her, oh, no, 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 you mean this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe not the next time, but the time after that, it's fixed.
Right.
So.
And just like with the panel that I had issue with, where she looks like a Sunday morning cartoon.
Yeah, like Mary Worth.
Yeah. She was like, well, how do you say that word? Or is the word I'm looking for, like, obsession? That whole right. thing. So, like, yeah. she's still trying to learn and question herself. You know, I don't think that word means what you think it means.
Yeah. I think it said in this one how long, like 20 months or something since she left Themyscira.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You know, so, I mean, obviously she's still new to this whole thing.
Right.
So. But yeah, it's a good solid read.
Yeah.
I guess before we cover the last book that we both read, is there anything you wanted to talk about with any of the Superman family books?
No, not really. I mean,
They're garbage.
No, I'm still enjoying them.
has new Superman figured out his father is a bad guy or whatever yet?
Yeah.
He knew that from the beginning, right?
Well. Almost from the beginning, yeah.
Have they had a big epic showdown where he makes some weird comments about his dad and then he makes fun of Fat Batman?
Well, that happens daily, but actually his, if I remember correctly, his father's dead now.
What?
Yeah, they had that big battle.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't read it since issue 2.
I'm pretty sure. Don't quote me on that. Because I actually didn't get a chance to read this one.
Oh, okay.
But if I remember right, and I know, like, Daryl or Mike will let us know if I'm right or wrong.
Right.
But I'm almost positive that they were going against each other because they were, you know, one was a good guy, one was a bad guy. And then they teamed up, and then he, like, sacrificed himself.
For that steal, oh, I'm going to redeem myself to save my kid garbage.
Yeah.
And then now he's like, my dad wasn't such a horrible person. He was good.
Well, I don't know about that. No, it's still a fun read. It's kind of like what I give Garrett so much crap about because he likes all the new stuff. Like all the new heroes or, you know, the younger heroes or whatever.
Right.
But it's just, there isn't a lot of substance to it, and it's just a quick, fun read.
Yeah.
Sadly, I don't think it's going to last very much longer, but.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm surprised it lasted as long as it has. What was this, issue 9?
Yep. So I'm assuming.
Yeah, I guess, I think I called 12.
Yeah. It probably will only last till 12, but.
Is that one every other week or is that a monthly? I don't even remember.
It's every
other. They haven't been out for 9. They haven't been doing this for 9 months yet.
Yeah. Yeah. It's every other.
So, Red Hood.
Yep.
I can't wait until the next issue.
Yep. I really enjoyed this one. Because it seemed like, it's almost like every other issue focuses on one of the Dark Trinity, right?
Yeah.
Like you have a Jason Todd-centric one, you have Bizarro-centric one, this is Artemis-centric one.
Yep.
And I'm glad that they addressed the Wonder Woman thing. Because that was like, Jason was asking questions or whatever, like I would be asking her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, and then, you know, sometimes he's like Googling over her and then she catches him. At least that's how I read it, you know, like where he was trying to put the moves on her to see if she'd bite.
Right. Yeah, he's then, always testing her.
Yeah. So.
But, yeah, like you said, I like, again, that they're giving us her story and humanizing her again.
Yep.
You know, my My only complaint is that it's not Dexter Soy on the art, but he's back on issue 9, so it's all good.
Right.
But yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is, it's another one that's just great. I mean, I kind of miss Bizarro, but I liked, you know, they go to the, I mean, literally the whole thing is really in the bar.
Yeah, in the cantina.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just like this shit kickers bar.
Yeah. It's almost like the cantina on Mos Eisley, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I just think that it's really funny that it, you know, most of the issue, it's got the two of them sitting doing shots or drinking whatever while he's questioning her and she's giving the story and everything. Right. But at the end, when they go to leave, you see that, like, everybody in the bar is, like, knocked unconscious and, like, the yeah. place is trashed.
Yep. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
And like I said, I loved her. Because, again, I don't really know a whole lot about her.
Mm-hmm.
So it could have went either way with me as to where it could have bored me and made me disinterested in her character. Or it went this way to where it was like, oh, well, that's cool. Yeah, I'm digging reading her backstory of her telling me her backstory.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this issue was done very well. Again, like, I mean, it's kind of like, there have been a lot of issues like this where they're mixing, you know, the past and the present
mm-hmm.
to fill you in on stuff. I mean, even Guy fighting in his, you know, fighting Arkillo is going back and forth. There were a couple, I don't remember which ones, there were a couple books last week that did it
mm-hmm.
with, I guess Green Arrow did it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And something else.
Well, even Jason had some back
yeah
panels.
Yeah, I liked when he was like, my best friend growing up didn't talk much. And there's a picture of him and Batman sitting on a rooftop.
Yeah. Yeah. That was pretty great.
You know, this just did everything really well.
Yeah.
I enjoy this book a lot.
Yeah.
That I give a lot of high praise to Lobdell for this one.
See, and you and Daryl and Mike always, like, I hear you guys say, like, he wrote the new 52 stuff too, right?
Yeah.
And it wasn't this good.
No, not
so
at all.
So it almost it makes more, me...
It was more, like, not goofy adventure, but it did not have the substance that this series has.
See, it almost makes me want to go back and read it so I can see the difference. You know what I mean? Because without reading it, I would think that it'd be more like this. But hearing you guys talk about it, it's like totally opposite of this.
If I get a chance, I will find, I'll pick out like the best arc from the first from the new 52 run, and I'll let you know which one it is to read.
Okay.
But it wasn't terrible, but it was not nearly this good.
Okay.
You know, like this, it really turned a corner.
Oh, yeah. It's like the three of you talk about, it's like night and day almost, so.
Yeah, completely different. You know, like the other one was, you know, him and
Arsenal, right?
Yeah. And it was more, not buddy cop, but I mean, it had that feel at times.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, you know, him and Artemis, you know, it's way more interesting and way more deep, you know, and there's substance and there's, it's good. It's not just like, yeah, we're going to go to this island and just blow shit up.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I don't know. That's, like I said, I'll be intrigued when you find if there is a good arc, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, some of it wasn't horrible. You know, I mean, I don't think any of it was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But by comparison, it's, you know, I mean, honestly, it's like, for me, it's like Superman. If you took the new 52 Superman
mm-hmm.
and then you take Rebirth Superman, And you're just like, how was this garbage released when you got this awesome series happening right now? You know, like, Superman is one of the most well-known characters ever, and you're putting out this tripe?
Okay. But, well, I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, obviously, Red Hood and the Outlaws is not on the level of Superman, but... But, man, it's a good book.
Yeah, I'm... So is this your number one?
No, this is probably my number... Maybe my number two.
Oh, that's right. Hal Jordan was number one.
Yeah, I'd probably... No, Deathstroke's number one.
I know. So you got Deathstroke and then Hal and then this one?
Yeah, I'd probably flip this one and Hal. I'd say this is number two, Hal's number three, and then Detective is like a very close 3A.
See, I still like action more than you did.
Yeah, but, I mean, but heck, I might even... Action wouldn't even make my top five.
I know.
Because I'd put Batgirl and the Birds of Prey after...
Yeah, see? Man. It's hard. And this is like the off week, and you don't even have Flash up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is surprising.
Flash or Wonder Woman.
Yeah, or Wonder Woman even, yeah. See, you know, I'm going to have to go with like, oh man. I don't know. I don't know if I can.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, for me, Justice League is my least favorite out of the stuff that I read.
Justice League of America.
Yeah, that would be, I guess, how many books did we read? Did I read? I guess 10?
Mm-hmm.
That would definitely be 10. I may... No, I guess I put Flash at 9. Action probably be 8, and then Wonder Woman. And then Birds of Prey. And then Detective, then Hal, then Red Hood, and then Deathstroke.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, something's going to be at the bottom.
Yeah, well, Justice League of America will always be at the bottom.
We can't say that. It's got potential to be good.
True.
So, I don't know.
You got anything else?
I think that's it.
Cool. Well, thank you all for listening to this episode of Rebirthically. Yeah, I guess that's it. I'm Aaron. You can reach me on Twitter at Aaron S. Bell. You can reach Ronnie on Twitter at RonBar316. You can tweet the show directly at NL Rebirthically. You can email the show directly, rebirthically@gmail.com. And I guess that's it. Right?
Yeah. That's it.
I don't know. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning and I'm tired.
4 o'clock.
And it's blizzarding.
Is it? Is it snowing?
Yeah, it started snowing. It started maybe about an hour and a half ago.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you before we started getting into the books, but then we started getting into the books because we were talking about you having tomorrow off or whatever. And yes. I was like, well, how awesome would that be if it didn't even fucking snow?
Well, so far there's no accumulation, just a little bit on the grass. But I mean, they did say that the actual heavy wet snow was not going to start until about 1 or 2 o'clock, okay. So it should be starting soon.
Because it's about 1 right now, right?
Yes, there? Sir.
Yep. Okay.
So,
all yeah, right.
If I did have to go to work tomorrow, I would not be up recording this right now.
Yeah. Well, apparently I'm going to have to put up supper and then caulk around the counter before I go to bed. So,
sounds like fun.
Yeah. So I might make it to bed before 1.
Well, enjoy your caulk.